Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. It's Deb Hill, and I'm privileged to read a devotional by Margie Hill called Jesus, Our Prince of Peace. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is the person we need now more than any other substitute to overcome the anxiety that robs us of the peace of God. At the root of anxiety are three elements: insecurity, something bad might happen; helplessness, there is nothing I can do; and isolation, there is no one to help me. These nagging thoughts disrupt peace. If fearful thinking persists, it can cause heart palpitations, shortness of breath, and panic attacks. Anxiety can be mild or severe. Recent brain science reveals that our emotions play an important role in our ability to deal effectively with stress. Simply put, we have an emotional brain and a thinking brain. When our emotions hijack our thoughts, we have to allow the truth of God's word to take over. This is why it is important to not be anxious, but in all things, turn to God in prayer, who gives His peace, which surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4:6-7. This peace guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Believers in Christ must learn how to love God with all their mind. What the mind attends to, it considers. What the mind does not attend to, it dismisses. What the mind attends to continually, it believes. What the mind believes, it eventually does. Hence, Paul teaches the Philippian believers to meditate on these things. Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Philippians 4:8. Isaiah also wrote, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." The peace we long for, we have. God sent his Son Jesus so that we could have peace with God. Jesus, our Prince of Peace, provides us with the peace of God in order to enjoy peace in our daily lives and relationships with one another. Let's not allow anxiety to rob us of the peace that is ours already. We may feel insecure, but we are secure in Christ. We may feel helpless, but we have a powerful helper. We may feel alone, but we are never alone. Prayer invites us to turn to God. He promises peace to those who are willing to commit their anxieties to Him. Thank you for listening today. Blessings on your day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.